Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boom Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All ship parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ. Hi, Jeff.
WX2PJR.
KC2NVU.
All right, there's three right in a hurry. We'll start with the improving sounding KA2ZNZ. Sounds like that cold turning the corner. You sound better today. What's going on, Jack?
Well, check with me in the morning and my friend thought it was going the other way. Yeah, I agree the voice sounds a little better today. But otherwise, I'm not sure. Well, let's see, we're 32.2 degrees. We've had some rain and some freezing rain here. How much, I don't know. I didn't walk out to see. And it did get up to about 36 today. I saw 36 at one point. So it wasn't a bad day overall. And allowed us to get some, well, we did some grocery shopping and got gas and things like that, you know, for the car, and kept things going that way. So, 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, it did warm up today. I don't know. I didn't catch the high, but it was up there in the 30s. Well, I'm glad you're feeling a little better, and hopefully tomorrow will be even a little bit better than this. So, all right. We'll catch up with you later, Jack. You have a good evening. We'll move over to WX2PJR. Paul, good evening. What's going on?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. Everybody else aboard? Jack in there, and the other guy. Missed the call there. Anyways, let's see here. 36 degrees, raining pretty heavily. Did start as freezing rain about 7 o'clock or so, and then that fortunately quickly changed to just all rain. It's a good thing because they're calling for like 60 mile an hour winds here later on tonight, and then about 3 feet of snow tomorrow, or well, tomorrow through Wednesday anyway, so see what happens. But yeah, our weather is definitely interesting. What is it? Got the winter weather advisory, the high wind warning, the lake effect snow warning, and the wind chill watch. Yeah, must lose track of how many watches and warnings are out. But anyways, hopefully we fare well and get over this pretty quick. But at least we'll probably end up with a good dump of snow here. It'll probably look nice for a little while. Other than that, not much else to add. I noticed the repeater fades in and out here. It's been up and down, so I don't know if we're kind of getting a little fade from the rain or what. But anyways, other than that, not too bad tonight. So I'll pass it back to you there, Jeff, WX2PJR.
Well, I've been out of the loop today. I haven't even got a chance to even look at the weather forecast. Where do you get your weather from? Because I don't seem to get very accurate forecasts.
Yeah, my forecast office is Buffalo, so the Buffalo Weather Service, and that's where I get all my info from. So I usually stick with the local guys.
Roger that. Well, I don't know. My local guys aren't very reliable anymore. I kind of missed WA2OFK. He was usually a good one to go out to and say, what's going to happen the next few days? And he usually kind of had a knack for getting it right a lot of times. But, well, all right. Thanks for checking in there, Paul. And, you know, hold the fort up there with all this this wind and snow coming. Oh boy. Alright, we'll catch up with you later. Let's see, on to KC2 MBU. Ray, what's going on tonight?
Well, we've got 35 degrees and rain. Everything is getting very slick out there. Just got everybody home and call it a night.
You off to the auctions here?
Yep. Got a good sale lined up Tuesday in Buffalo, and yeah, everybody's back up on the right days. Buffalo's Tuesday, Syracuse is Wednesday, and Rochester's Thursday.
Okay. Well, good luck with your trip there, and hopefully the weather will take it easy on you. Okay. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins.
KD2VLA.
KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. I swung by your camp today while I was up there. Everything looked good. Swung by both camps, and everything looked fine. Nothing looks like it's falling down anyway. So what's up with you?
KA2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, we're sending out the rainstorm now. Part of our coverage, freezing cold one day, rain the next. It's always interesting to know what's going to be the next one. Went to church this morning and sort of loafed around during the day. We had a veterans funeral service tonight at Trainer Funeral Home. And I'm on the team, so we were up to that. So that's about all the news. Glad you checked the camp out. Now, they're talking about 50-60 mile an hour winds, that ought to drift a little snow or blow a few limbs, but the old place is built sort of solid. I think it'll be there forever. We'll say 73s, KA2VLA.
Yeah, okay, Clint. The place looks good up there. Aren't any trees down the road yet, knock on wood. We'll just snowmobile all the way in and all the way around. Everything looked good, so I'm sure it's going to get icy up there and with this rain, so we'll probably have some branches and stuff down. I'm going to head back up there on Friday. We'll spend the night Friday and Saturday night, and I got a bunch of tinkering around I want to do up there at camp. It kind of needs a little work over inside. I've let it go a little bit, so we're going to try to do some 10-meter, have some 10-meter fun up there, so we'll see. All right, Clint, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I pretty much said everything. Got up here early this morning, for me anyway. I had to work till, so I didn't get to bed till about 2 or 3 or so in the morning there, and then got up at 6 and headed right out up there to camp, and got some antenna work done up there, and and we hiked around a little bit and took a look around. It was very quiet, peaceful up there today. And I was, to my surprise, the solar batteries were fully charged. I'm, you know, this time of year, the sun's so low on the horizon there, that, and then you get snow covering the panels and all everything else there. It's just usually, you know, it takes a couple weeks for them to charge back up after you use them. And, but they were fully charged. So we took advantage of that and got some stuff done up there and hung up a horizontal. We got a little bit of activity on today, but not much. I don't think the 10-meter band was working good. Either that or my antenna's no good. And then we got back here and kind of hung around the house a little bit. Getting a little work done here tonight. And back at it tomorrow. So that's all I have to report. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this is the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Paul, Ray, and Clint for checking in tonight. This is A73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2 AIT, clear.
Looking for any stations who'd like to check in tonight.
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. Good evening, no traffic.
And to WBX, good evening to you. Any other stations out there like to check in tonight with Octan?
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, thanks for checking in. Other stations, are there any other stations out there tonight to check in to Octan? This is Octan, looking for any and all stations to check in, with traffic or without traffic. Final call for Octan, Nida County Traffic Emergency Net, looking for any and all stations to check in. W2JUV is clear.